everybody. Hi, everybody. There's something. I have to come way back to St. Louis where my home is, and everybody doesn't want to speak to me. Well, anyway, it's awfully nice being home, seeing so many of you out this evening. And in spite of your coldness, I'm going to try to put on a good show for you. Because I want to talk to you. I want to talk about love and hurt. Maybe there's some of you in the house this evening that's never been in love. Maybe there's some in the house this evening that's never been hurt. But just the same, I want you to listen to me. Because I've loved and I've been hurt. But sometimes I often wonder, am I by myself? I wonder how many of you have ever been in love? How many of you have ever been hurt? Have you ever been in love with a man that didn't love you? Sometimes when you might have been at a dance like you are tonight, thinking about the man you love, and you look over in a corner somewhere and see him with another girl. Ladies and gentlemen, the feeling that you get then is what I call hurt. But you know, it ain't nothing you can do about it. Some of you might say, oh yeah, Tina, there is something that I can do about it. But I'm gonna tell you something, because I know. If a man don't want you, you can't make him have you. You might as well try to forget about it. I'm gonna ask you something right now. If you feel like talking to me, I want you to sing along with me and say, if it's anybody in this house that's ever been hurt, I want to hear you sing out. Y'all sing the song. Oh, yeah. Baby, please, don't go. Cause I ain't through talking to you yet. First, I want to say that I know that in the house this evening, we probably have some more respectable young ladies. But you know, even the respectable ones have done some wrong once in their lives. If you haven't done wrong yet, you gotta do some wrong, cause that's how life is. I said that for another reason, because folks, I still want to know how am I by myself. I want to know how many of you have ever been in love with a married man. You know, I want to know how many of you have ever been in love with your best girlfriend's old man. You know, when you're in love with a man that don't belong to you, you can't always have him when you want to. And you can't be with him when you really, really need him. Most of the times, you have to slip to sin. Well, all of us know, young and old, that when you start to slip in doing anything, it gets out of hand sometimes. As a matter of fact, it makes you start to wondering. Sometimes you say, I wonder if he hugs and kisses his old lady at home like he hugs and kisses me. All of us are grown-ups, and we can face the truth. But I got some young ladies in the house this evening that ain't talking to me. Maybe it's because you don't want to put your business in the street. Or maybe the man that you're with this evening don't belong to you. Some of you might think hard of me for what I'm saying, because I'm saying it before so many people, but all of you know that I'm telling the truth. But girls, when I run up on one of those men that I can't have when I want him, whenever I think I want him, when I need him, you want to know what I tell him?